Butler leads this all-time series 4-3. The Tornado are going to kick it away to Cannon McMillan as the Big Macs won the toss, elected to receive. And it is Emery Douthat, the senior, teeing it up at the 40-yard line. A light rain has been on and off. It's picked back up again here, and that's going to play a role here tonight. The field is a little bit on the wet side. We'll see how that plays into the action here tonight. And here's the run-up and the kick. It is a line drive kick taken at the 5-yard line. Actually bounces off a Kyler Rancher for Cannon McMillan and goes into the end zone for a touchback, Craig. So the Big Macs will head out on offense at the 20-yard line.
Really nice boot there. It was a tough kick to really field, and with that rain coming down here, kind of starting to move around here, getting things wet, that's going to be a tough ball to hold on to.
John Kincaid, the quarterback. He is a left-handed quarterback. As we mentioned, we have one in Brian Presco on our roster. Don't see too many southpaws. And Kincaid will empty the commodity and go in under center on first down with a couple of wideouts to either side. Cannon McMillan in their road white jerseys, blue helmets, and blue numerals. They're moving right to left. They'll hand the football off on first down and up the middle. And running with the football across the 30 out to the 35-yard line is Josh O'Hare. O'Hare, the leading rusher of 792 yards coming into tonight's play. But, Craig, boy, he gets up and he is, he's got a flat tire. Somebody stepped on his shoe. Okay.
Yeah, somebody took him out there. But boy, he just ran through three tackles there to get to the outside, bounced it out there, and did a nice job. Good job by Klein getting to him and bringing him down, though.
Gain of 15 on first down for Josh O'Hare. Craig, he averages 8.6 yards a rush.
Ooh.
92 carries so far coming into tonight's action. First and 10 for the Big Macs at the 35-yard line in the shotgun. And O'Hare will get the call again. It goes over right tackle. This time he's across the 40, stays on his feet. He's gang tackled but pushes the pile across the 45 out to the 47-yard line. Actually, that was Drew Engel on the carry. And Drew Engel is a big kid.
Oh, yeah. He got, you know, a strong upper body. You could tell he really kept those legs driving, too. Kept pushing the pile. You know, I hate to say it's not a cheap thing, but you know what? When that pile's moving, you get in there and stick somebody. I saw a couple tornadoes just standing around watching it move forward. Can't do that. You know, go down there and grab them by the shoelace or something. You know, trip them up.
O'Hare is back in the backfield on first down and 10 from the 46. Kincaid in the shotgun, and he'll give it to O'Hare. And he's across midfield and has more into Butler territory. 45-40 down the near sideline. He's at the 30, the 20, at the 10, and he'll be diving for the end zone. And in he goes for the Cannon McMillan touchdown.
And he did stay in bounds. It looked like he was going to go out, but he worked his body, good body control, pushed himself back in there. Essentially, it's the same exact play they ran very first play. Started off to the right, broke it back, and just cut up the field.
54 yards on the run for Josh O'Hare. And just like that, Cannon McMillan up 6-0 with the point after to come. And that is Josh Byers. And his extra point is good. 10:48 to go in the first. Cannon McMillan 7, Butler nothing. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Petty, and I just wanted to let you know that Richard Petty Motorsports is honored to partner with the U.S. Air Force and proudly display the Air Force logo on our number 43 car. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank current and past airmen for all you do and sacrifice to allow the rest of us to live freely. And to you young men and women looking to be part of a winning team, go see an Air Force recruiter today.
In Butler, see Master Sergeant Jordan Banzen at 101 Clearview Circle or call 724-787-3436.
Butler Health System supports local sports programs and now offers a Saturday walk-in sports injury clinic. You can visit for non-emergency same-day orthopedic injuries such as fractures, sprains, and strains. Each Saturday now through November 10th, you can stop in at BHS Orthopedic Associates between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. No appointment necessary. Stop in at the office, 480 East Jefferson Street in Butler, or call 724-968-5300. 724-968-5300.
Three plays in 80 yards, 7-0 Cannon McMillan. And Byers with a run-up in the kick. Byron Manchester, one deep back. Zach Slomer is the other. It'll be Manchester taking it at the 2. He's at the 10, up the right hash, and he's hit hard at the 20. Stays on his feet, gets to about the 22-yard line, and that's where the Tornado offense will head out onto the field.
That was a good return. You know, he definitely knew he was going to take some hits, but stuck right in there and got up the field nicely.
They'll put it down at the 22. First down and 10, and Kyler Callahan will sprint out onto the field and be in at quarterback. By the way, we'll put a slot receiver to the far side and a couple of wideouts on first down. And Kyler wants to throw and does. Uncorks it. Catches made. Chris Mertz at the 35-yard line to the 37, 38-yard line. First down, Butler.
Had a nice play drawn up there. You know, Kyler got the ball, and he just kind of stepped in like he was going to run. Then he stepped back for a second and just launched it. You know, a nice pickup, about 15 yards.
Yeah, they'll put it down at the 32-yard line. 37-yard line. You're right, Craig, 15 yards on the pass and catch, first down.
That's where you want to start it. Big first down.
Just underway, 7-0, Cannon McMillan, Butler's first possession of the game. Callahan puts Mertz in motion. Drops the football, does Kyler, and that upsets things, but he does step up. And the pass is incomplete. The pass is batted at the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ball's definitely a little slippery out there, but you know, I like the willingness to go and pass that ball, get it downfield. You know, because you look, what, we talked to the second quarter last week before we got our first down, so it's nice to get your first down on your first possession.
No question. The rain is coming down, I would say, enough to be a pain in the rear.
Oh.
The rain here at this point. Second down and 10. Just hard enough to make things a little bit tricky out there. From the 37. Second down. Low snap. Callahan takes it. Now is sprinting. He'll run out of the pocket and be tripped up across the 40 to the 42-yard line. A gain of about 5, made something out of nothing.
Well, and you had to there. You know, you definitely couldn't get trapped in the back there. And, you know, you're essentially 5 yards into a, you know, a third and 5 situation here. So that's better than being third and 10, so, or third and 12.
Cade Gratzmiller runs a play into Callahan. And as Craig mentioned, it is third down and 5. Mitchell Wong in the slot to the far side. Tyler Howe, one of the wideouts. Callahan will run. Up the middle he goes. He'll have a first down and more across midfield. Puts his head down, takes on a tackler at the 48-yard line, and they'll move the chains.
And I'll tell you, with his willingness to kind of step up like he is going to run, then step back like he's going to pass, and then run again, he's really freezing those linebackers. Those linebackers aren't really able to commit one way or another. So that's good. I mean, it's actually good play calling this way.
So Butler moves the sticks to the Cannon McMillan, actually 47-yard line. Gain of 11 on that carry. First and 10 for Butler at the Cannon McMillan 47-yard line. Callahan in the gun. Good snap this time. Straight run. Up the middle he goes, and Cannon McMillan waits for him. Right at the line of scrimmage. No gain, the middle of that Cannon McMillan line with great penetration that time.
Yeah, and I think they were rolling the dice on that too, you know, figuring that Butler's not going to keep going to the air consistently. And so I think they sold out on the run that time, and it did go into their favor.
GMR Ramos with the stop. A junior, 6 foot, 275-pound bowling ball in the middle there.
Boy, that's a lot of pasta.
They did give him a gain of 1. To the 46-yard line, second down and 9. Callahan, again with the straight run, looks to his right, cuts it back to the left. He has room, 40. He's tripped up at the first down marker, dives forward to the 35. Krager, he could have gone.
Oh, it looked almost like a game of flag football because the defender was just latching on to the towel that Kyler keeps on the side there to dry his hands off. And he must have it tucked in there pretty good because, you know, he was holding on to that, and then he wrapped around Kyler's foot and got him to the turf, but not after he got a first down.
Yeah, you see Kyler as he's in the huddle, tucking that towel back in. As far down as he can tuck it in there.
That's it. He's a good drive so far. Got to keep this up.
Yep, this will be the seventh play of the drive, first and 10 from the Cannon McMillan 35-yard line. And it's a straight run again. Callahan has room again across the 30. And they're opening some nice holes, Craig, around left tackle. Around the tackles right now, they seem to be getting good push up field.
And that's good to see. And then they did a little bit of shuffling again this week with the offensive line like we've seen all season here. You have Chris Henslin. He is in at the center position. And so he's doing a good job with the snaps because we've talked about that in the past. It's tough when you bring a new guy in there to do the snapping duties. Sometimes things can go haywire, but he's done a pretty consistent job here so far, and that allows Moore to come out and be he's actually the right guard here tonight.
Second down and 3 at the 28-yard line for Butler. Almost got Cannon McMillan to jump. And Callahan with the run. He has a first down and across the 35, tackled at the 25, tackled at the 20-yard line, a gain of 8.
That's it. Just keep moving the sticks right there. You're making Cannon Mack think, oh, geez, oh, that was easy. What, 3-4 plays and got their touchdown? But all of a sudden, here comes Butler with a sustained ball movement here. He's got to keep playing smart ball. You know, no dumb penalties. You know, keep good focus going.
6:50 to go in the first, 7-0 Cannon McMillan. Butler driving, though. This will be play number 9 of a drive that started at their 22-yard line. Empty backfield. Callahan will run. He tried to get around right end, and busting in there for Cannon McMillan was Colton Irwin, a senior, and he read the play very well, stopped him for a loss of 1.
Oh, yeah, he was just kind of set on a bull rush mode, and our right tackle just didn't have the good body position. Got himself turned a little bit too much, opened up his outside shoulder, which let him really get upfield, which then closed the acreage down on Callahan pretty quick.
Ball on the near hash, Butler moving left to right, second down, and call it 12 from the 21-yard line. Mitchell Wong in motion this time. Callahan wants to throw. A little screen pass to Chris Mertz out of the backfield, and he'll catch it across the 20 and knocked out of bounds at about the 18-yard line, a gain of 3. That makes it a little bit more of a manageable third down.
Still a long third down, but, yeah, you got to get those positive yards, and, again, not afraid to put it in the air.
Third down and 9. They need to get to just across the 10-yard line. Ball right now at the 18. Howe and Wong split out to the far side with Chris Mertz in the slot this time. Austin Rogers in the pass over the middle. And it's caught. Touchdown.
Yeah!
Chris Mertz holds on to the football, and it is a tornado touchdown.
And you can see it was almost like a jump ball for a second there. You know, great job putting the ball right where it needed to be, but you had the defender closing in too, and it was just a battle of wheels and a battle of strength. And Mertz did a great job clamping both those big paws on that ball and pulling it in to secure the touchdown.
18 yards on the pass and catch. Callahan to Mertz. And Emery Douthat on for the point after to hopefully tie the game. Oh, the snap is dropped and picked up. And running with the football is the Tornadoes' Hunter Crisp, and he will be stopped short of the goal line.
And it's too bad Hunter didn't see. We had an open man in the end zone right there. If he would just let that ball go. Well, we got a lot of time to play.
Absolutely. This could be a shootout, by the way it started.
Hey.
7-6, Cannon McMillan will take a timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Hi, this is Mike Lang. I've seen a lot of winning teams on and off the ice, and for that fine jewelry purchase in Butler, the sure winner is Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Specializing in quality jewelry, custom designs, and diamond remounting, you can always trust Steve. No silly sales or gimmicks, just real value every day. Ask your friends and neighbors who their jeweler is. Bet they say Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Easy to find in the heart of Main Street in downtown Butler. Why settle for less? Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. More than just a jewelry store.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, 724-283-2200, or visit dmkcg.com.
Back at Butler High School, 7-6 Cannon McMillan. The ensuing kickoff went to Kyler Rancher at the 7. He returns it out to the 28-yard line. So that's where the Big Macs go on offense for their second possession. They have a one-point lead over Butler with 5:39 to go here in the first.
It's going to be a big defensive stance right here.
Yeah,
I think you... What, how many plays did you say?
11 plays on that last drive for Butler.
So, you know, the defensive players that might be coming out on offense are going to be a bit tired.
Yep, 11 plays and 78 yards. Callahan to Mertz on an 18-yard touchdown pass. First and 10, Cannon McMillan. Play action. Kincaid looking for the deep ball down the middle. It is intercepted by the Golden Tornado at the 47-yard line. And that was Zach Slomers.
Yeah, Slomers did a nice job just turning around early, kind of reading the eyes of the receiver, not getting caught looking in the backfield. And I don't know if the ball slipped coming out of Kincaid's hand there, but underthrew it. And, hey, that's only his third turnover.
It is, his third interception of the year.
Yeah. And what a great time for it to happen.
So Butler will start this possession at the 47-yard line. Great field position, ball right in the middle of the field.
That's it. You got to get it in their heads right now.
First down and 10, Tornado. Callahan takes a snap, wants to throw, has decent protection. Now it breaks down, and he'll be sacked. And getting in there for the Big Macs, David Cooper, dropping Callahan for a 2-yard loss back to the 45. Probably one thing you don't want to do is go backwards in this situation.
Exactly.
After getting the turnover like they did. Second down and 12. Empty backfield for Butler. Callahan with the keeper. Oh, and he's drilled right at the line of scrimmage. He ran into a brick wall.
Yeah, you had Cornerby starting to get almost like a right-handed position in terms of his run block that he was doing. Callahan tried to cut back, but he cut back right into the block.
Riley Noble, a 6'4", 275-pound senior with the stomp. And that'll make it third down and 12.
Yeah, got to be stout up front here.
Callahan wants to throw, steps up into the pocket, fires over the middle, incomplete, a diving try by Noah Sespico.
Had his hands on it.
He did, and it'll be fourth down. So Butler will go, let's see what they're going to do. They may do the pooch punt here.
Been doing that quite a bit, and you have, you have Callahan is able to, really get a good kickoff there, and, you look too, but Goodwine, he's on the sideline in some street clothes there tonight. So he can't do any punting, obviously.
And Callahan will take a bit of a drop and will punt the football away, and that is taken by Blake Joseph at the 26-yard line. He'll advance it across the 30 out to the 33. And the Big Macs will go back out on offense.
And I tell you, Logan Donald did such a great job there holding on to him. He wasn't in the best position to make the tackle, but the thing is, he latched onto him and was able to bring him down. That's what you can't give up. That's the way you got to keep fighting.
So Cannon McMillan's defense comes up big with a three and out, and they'll have it first down and 10 at their own 33, leading 7-6 at 4:05 of the first quarter. A delayed handoff to Josh O'Hare. And he has room. He'll have a first down. O'Hare goes around right end out to the 45-yard line, a gain of 12.
Yeah, just a good run. You know, he's just looking for space. You can tell he's a very visual runner because he's looking for those little open areas, and so far so good for him. That's the type of guy you just got to lock in on him.
Take a look at Josh O'Hare. They list him at 185, Craig, 6 foot, but he sure looks bigger than that.
Yeah, he must have a lot of padding on there tonight because he looks a lot bigger than that.
A little flanker screen to Drew Engel, and Engel will skip into Butler territory across the 50. They'll give him forward progress to the Butler 47-yard line. That's a gain of 8.
Boy. Yeah, I thought that there was going to be a flag out there. Our corner was getting held up a little bit there, but so far it's been a pretty flag-free game.
Second down and 2. As Kincaid runs to the sideline, gets a play, and runs back out onto the field. Remember those days when we were in that kind of shape, we could do that? Second down and 2. And a keeper to O'Hare. And he has a first down right up the middle. He goes over the 45. Tackled at the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 5.
Well, I tell you, when he gets hit, he does not stop. Now he keeps a good body lean going forward there and so forth. The Tornado is going to have to come in there with some secondary guys and just, you know, really get around his legs and ankles there. You got to stop him. You can't let him keep pushing forward.
Ball spotted at the Butler 42-yard line. First down and 10. The slant pass caught by Blake Joseph. He has a first down. Still on his feet at the 25-20. A stiff arm gets him to the 15 and knocked out of bounds is Blake Joseph all the way down to the Butler, looks like the 5-yard line, Craig?
Yeah, about the 5. Yeah, but that slant was immediately open there because he just got him right in space there. It was a nice timing throw, and off he went, and he actually ran through 2 tackles. You know, and it's tough because, again, this inexperience we've talked about here, even though we got so many seniors, there's just so much inexperience that the secondary man who was coming up to make the tackle, Klein, had him, and the receiver, unfortunately, worked his way out of the tackle there, but the second man who should have been making a tackle sort of let up and bang.
So Kincaid will hand it off to O'Hare. Up the middle he goes. He meets some resistance. So he gets down to about the 2-yard line, a gain of 3. So Cannon McMillan threatening to tack on here. 7-6, they have the lead. 2 minutes to go in the first. Now they'll put it down at the 2.
Nice job.
Hand off, and O'Hare is dropped for a loss. Back to the 4-yard line, a loss of a couple.
Big stop by number 69, Panzarello.
Give the stop to Godfrey Panzarello, one of the seniors here tonight. Big guy, 6'2", 320-pounder.
Man, that's a lot of man.
Third down and goal from the 4 for Cannon McMillan. Kincaid goes in under center. Play action. Pass is incomplete. Intended for the tight end out of the backfield, Alec Hendel. And it'll be fourth down, and Cannon McMillan has a decision to make.
It was a good drawn-up play there, but he just led him just a little too much, though, and he just couldn't catch up to it. He was in full stride, but probably just about a yard and a half too far in front of him. Yeah, it looks like they have their offensive unit out
here.
Yeah,
they're going to give it a shot here. Fourth and 4. Kincaid, play action, wants to throw for it. Over the middle, catches made, touchdown. And that is Drew Engel with the touchdown grab.
Number 10, Drew Engel, four-yard touchdown.
And the team's leading receiver pulls it in.
Josh Byers for the extra point.
And on for the point after is Josh Byers. And that extra point is good. 55 seconds to go in the first. It's now Cannon McMillan 14 and the Tornado 6. This is Butler football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk
Butler
and ask
ambulance.
Questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening, every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Eight plays, 67 yards on that drive for Ken McMillan, and the kick is in the air, and Byron Manchester will watch it hit in front of him, and he touches the football at the five, and the ball is still loose at the five-yard line. There's a scramble, and Ken McMillan says they have it.
And they do.
And they do. Yep. At the two-yard line, so it's a Muffs kickoff return.
The way that ball was dying, you know, Manchester was really trying to move up and get to it, but he almost went further ahead just to let it go through the end zone and, you know, down it there. But, you know, 20-20 hindsight, young player, you can see he's taking it hard down there.
Yeah, and he hasn't returned kicks. This is last week.
Last week he did because he was just coming back from his concussion.
So the Big Macs handed a gift here. They'll start this at the two-yard line.
Yeah, that's a tough one whenever you have a game here that you're in and you don't want to let it get out of hand on you pretty quick.
And on the first play, and that is O'Hare, and he goes over right guard and into the end zone for a touchdown. 2 yards.
Yeah, that's tough. You can see that is taking some wind out of the sails of the Tornado here.
No question about it. And the offense had played so well just to get back out there and see if they can match Cannon McMillan after that scoring drive.
Right.
Extra point. They was it a fake?
No, it was a bad snap.
It was a bad snap. They throw it into the end zone. It's incomplete, so the point after fails.
So that sort of negates the missed extra point that we had now.
It does. That makes it 20-6 in favor of Cannon McMillan. North Allegheny and Pine Richland playing tonight. Central Catholic is in also. And the Raiders of Seneca Valley are in as well in the WPIAL playoffs. So is Mount Lebanon and Cannon McMillan trying to secure a playoff spot with a win tonight. Norwin and Seneca Valley playing. Norwin trying to get in, but they need some help, obviously. That game is at Norwin. Seneca Valley is at Norwin. Early score we had was 3-0 Norwin, but we'll see if we can get an update for you here. So Zach Slomers and Byron Manchester await the kick of Josh Byers. He is a senior.
Ryan Fresco and Zach Slomers back deep.
And it's a high kick. Manchester will field it this time at the 11. 15-20. Has a little bit of a seam. Oh, and if he had one guy to beat, Craig, he got out to the 26-yard line. That guy's getting up slow. That's Kyler Rancher.
Oh, yes.
And he could have been off to the races with that track speed.
Absolutely. You could see it. You know, it just a step away.
I put it down at the 27-yard line. First down and 10, Butler. They trail 20-6. Low snap picked up by Callahan. Looked inside, wanted to bounce it to the outside. Does go forward and gets the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard, and that's all. Out to the 28-yard line. And that may be the final play of the first quarter. Well, they do have time.
Second down and 9 for the World Tornado at the row 28.
17 seconds
yeah.
left on the play clock.
I don't think they're going to rush it. Nope.
No. I think they're going to take their time and get things reset.
So they'll switch end of the field. And Josh O'Hare with a couple of touchdown runs. Drew Engel with a touchdown catch. Chris Mertz with an 18-yard touchdown grab for the Tornado. Butler trailing 20-6. We'll take a timeout. We'll head to the second quarter. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
Ken Frenchak, operations manager here at the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Do your wiper blades smear and chatter? Why not get a new pair of wiper blades here at the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City and save $5 now through the end of the year? Does the inside of your car have a funky smell? Get a new cabin air filter and breathe easier and also save $5 through the end of the year.
Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City.
Welcome back to Butler Football. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. Second down and 9 for the Golden Tornado. They have it at their own 28-yard line. They'll now move right to left. Trailing 20-6 as we begin the second quarter. You know, the officials get everybody in place. We're ready to go. Kyler Callahan, a quarterback, in the shotgun on second down. Hard snap. It looks like they got a neutral zone infraction on Cannon McMillan.
Nice job by the offense. No one flinched. Everybody held their ground.
So the 5-yard penalty will take it out to the 33-yard line and make it second down and short. Second down and about 4.
Second down and 4 for the Golden Tornado.
Kyler takes the snap. Hands the football off to Chris Mertz, and he is wrapped up and thrown to the turf immediately. Connor McMahon coming in to snuff that out before it really got going.
Yeah, it's hard to see where he came from there, if that was a delayed blitz coming in there, or if he just, you know, was shooting a gap to start with. Regardless, he got in there and busted that play up.
Loss of 6 back to the 27-yard line, makes it third down and 10. Callahan with a slow snap actually drops it, runs and throws the football, and it's complete, and it's maybe enough for a first down. It is. Judging by the spot, first down Tornado, that's Mitchell Wong with the grab for the Tornado. Oh, they're going to get not a favorable spot.
Well, you know what? You got to go for it.
Yeah, they're moving it. They say move the chains. I'll give them 10 out to the 37.
And that is a first down for the Golden Tornado.
And you can see the Cannon McMillan coaches over there kind of a little in disbelief in that spot. We'll take it. Now, Butler will have to we'll take a timeout, it appears.
Timeout.
Well, like you said, it was a poor spot to start with. So, hey, It all balances out. It comes out in the wash, right?
It certainly does.
And a special thanks to our meal sponsors this season.
Cannon McMillan coming into tonight's play, averaging just 19 points a game. They were giving up 30, almost 31 points a game coming in. They've been on the fringe really all year long. They've played some, obviously they play in the same section we do, which is a meat grinder as it is.
That it is.
And they've been fairly competitive throughout the year. Putting 29 on Mount Lebanon, but falling there. They put 21 on N.A., scored 35 on Peters Township in a win and beat Hempfield earlier this year, 20-14. The two section wins, or conference wins, if you will, are against Norwin and Hempfield. They beat Norwin 34-12 a couple of weeks ago. So they can put some points on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Butler has it, trailing 20-6, 11-3 to go here in the second. First down and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Low snap, Callahan with the run. And he gets out to the 40-yard line. And a gain of about 3 as he went over left tackle that time.
Yeah, everybody up front has just got to keep pushing, keep driving their legs and so forth. You know, I'd like to see him get that ball in the air again here.
Rain coming down at a pretty good pace right now, kind of blowing in as we look at it.
Kind of going in the face of the tornado
right
now.
It is, yep, you're right. Let's see much of a wind. Yeah, there's a pretty good wind blowing that right into the tornado offense here. Second down and 7. Low snap, it's bobbled again, and Callahan will be ankle tackled in the backfield before he even got the feet going. And that is David Cooper.
Yeah, he just had a bunch of bad things happen here. He had a low snap, he had Kyler lifting his head up, not watching the ball come to him there, and then coming hard off the left end, our left side. He had a guy almost come in unblocked, so there wasn't much of a chance to get that thing going anywhere.
Nah. Third down and 9. Ball spotted at the 38-yard line. And Butler will put 4 in the pattern here on third and long. Good snap this time. As Callahan rolls to his left, stops, fires down the field, and it is a jump ball, and it's
nice.
Caught. Pulling it in is Mitchell Wong. He won the battle, and he has a first down and more down to the 35-yard line.
Oh, Wong was right. He was ready to go. It was awesome. What a great job jumping up there, getting that ball. That was a fight. That was a ball fight, and he did a great job coming down with that.
They put him down at the 36-yard line.
Oh, he wasn't going to be denied.
So Butler in business here. First and 10 at the 36 of Cannon McMillan. Callahan with a low snap again. Picks it up. Looks to his right. Cuts it back. He has room. 30. He's at the 25. Callahan has a first down at the 20-yard line. 16 yards on the scamper.
Did a nice job because it was a low snap again, and he didn't have much really to work with, but fortunately the offensive line held their ground. They did a nice job, you know, getting, you know, good contact with the defensive front, and it gave, you know, Callahan enough time to make something happen.
Timeout, Cannon McMillan. We have a couple of halftime scores for you. Norwin leading Seneca Valley 10-7 at half. Halftime, Pine Richland 7, North Allegheny nothing. Battle of supremacy in Pine Richland and North Allegheny tonight at NA. Can you imagine the parking situation there tonight?
Oh, that's got to be tough.
About 15, 16,000 people.
I went down. Well, that stadium could hold it, too.
Freeport and Nauk 0-0 at halftime.
Wow.
So maybe the weather has a lot to do with that tonight.
Is that Nauk or is that at Freeport?
I'm not sure if that's at Nauk or Freeport. That's at Nauk. So.
Oh, yeah, so that's natural turf there.
Yeah, it is. The good old-fashioned mud football, huh?
Sloppy, sloppy.
So So the Tornado have it first and 10 at the Kenny McMillan 20-yard line. Trailing by 14 here, but on the move. This will be the eighth play of this drive that started at their own 27-yard line. Callahan, the senior, on first down in the shotgun. Takes a snap, wants to run to his left, and now is in trouble and will be dropped for a loss in the backfield. Held up long enough for the Big Mac's Alex Handel to come in to wrap him up.
Yeah, it was tough. As he's trying to survey the field, somebody actually got pushed back into the backfield and ran right into him. And then, you know, he went into run mode and didn't have anywhere to go. Like I said, you got to hold that line up front.
Couple of yards lost, second down and 12. Chris Mertz in motion. They fake it to him. And Callahan with the quarterback keeper. Up the middle he goes across the 20. Tackled at the 17-yard line. A gain of five on the play. At least show that, show the fake handoff, kind of freeze some of the guys there on the defensive line.
Right, exactly. I mean, they do definitely have the cue on Callahan there. That's sort of their primary responsibility, is to make sure he doesn't get out around. Like I said, that's why you want to get it up in the air a little bit more.
Third down and 7. Callahan with the keeper up the middle. Has a big hole. He's at the 11-yard line, and that's enough for a Butler first down. Craig, he ran through a gigantic hole opened up in the middle.
Well, with them passing the ball early, that's really made them respect the pass, because if you look that time, they only had 6 men in the box. And so, numerically, they're outnumbered. And so we should have got a first down there, because you had everybody split out on anybody that was split wide. So, you know, all you got to do is get through that first line. Did a great job offensive line-wise blocking guys, and that gave them room to run.
Ball at the 9-yard line, first and goal. Empty backfield. Callahan will run. Looks to his right, cuts it back to the left. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Inside the 5 to the 3-yard line. A gain of about 6.
You know, Hendel, the linebacker for Canamac, I've watched him a couple times there. And, you know, I can appreciate a kid being a good athlete, but you got to keep the cheap stuff, you know, kind of keep that in your bag there. You know, he's trying to throw elbows there at the end, you know, on Callahan. He's going down. You know, you got to stay away from a guy's head like that. That's his cheap stuff. That's pretty bad.
Second down and goal from the 3. They stack it up. Callahan with the run, and he goes over right tackle into the end zone for a Butler touchdown.
Hey, that's great. You know, 2 first half touchdowns. We'll take it.
3 yards on the run for Kyler Callahan. And that comes at the 6:25 mark of the second quarter.
And remember, we get the ball start of the second half.
So the point after now from Emery Douthat into this wind and rain.
Just need to get a good hold here. Good snap, a good hold.
And they do get the hold down. The kick, though, is good. It had enough.
Nice. Laces out. Very good.
It fluttered in the air. But it goes to the uprights, and it's good. So it's 6:25 to go here in the second. It's now Cannon McMillan 20 and Butler 13. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
Every team plays better when they're at home. And when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams. And that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
Butler Steel Supply, 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler. Whether it's commercial or residential, they can do it. Need a unique job done? Whether it's fabrication or welding, shaping, punching, or need something custom, Butler Steel Supply can and will do it for you. Custom fire rings, toys to tanks, it's Butler Steel Supply. ButlerSteelSupply.com.
At Butler High School, 20-13, Cannon McMillan, and a squib kick is recovered by Cannon McMillan's Brendan Davis, one of the upbacks. He falls on the football at the 33-yard line.
Hey, so, you got to give it a shot. You know, you just never know. Obviously, a designed onside kick, but a little squib there. But, hey, if we would have got it, we would look like geniuses.
Craig, and it's good to see the Tornado finishing off a very long drive with a touchdown. 12 plays on that drive and 73 yards.
Yes.
First and 10 for Cannon McMillan. Handoff, and that is Josh O'Hare, and he has a first down and more out of the 45 to the 47-yard line. I'm sorry, that was Drew Engel. Those two, very similar.
Yeah, very similar running style. You know, body build and so forth, very similar. But, and they both get to the secondary very quick. You know, it's almost effortless to get that first 5-6 yards, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're in the secondary.
Put it down at the 47-yard line, first down and 10. Kincaid will hand the football off again to Engel, and it goes around the left end and into Butler territory. Tackled at the Tornado 44-yard line.
Harold was right there, too. Engel does a really good job. He's a good, hard runner. He just ran right through the arm tackle of Harold.
Second down and one. They, you know, in contrast, Craig, now they have the wind at their back and not having to deal with the rain as much as Butler had to.
Right.
Second and one. And the carry again. And it's a first down for Engel again. As he gets down to the 41-yard line. Gain of three. Now move the chains. Coming up on the 5-minute mark of the second quarter, Cannon McMillan 20 and Butler 13. Rain coming down pretty good here.
It's very persistent, yes.
You can see the dampness on the field. First and 10. In the shotgun is John Kincaid. And a little delayed handoff to Josh O'Hare, and he has big yardage. Up the middle he went, all the way down to the Butler 16-yard line.
And he's just almost like a sneaky runner because he gets in there so quick, makes the cut. But he does what we preach about all the time, getting up the field first. You know, his first move is up the field. He's not moving lateral, but he gets about 2-3 steps up, and then he cuts hard, and he's cutting in full stride. You know, he's not like a dancer. He just, boom, hits it and gets right up, you know, in a nice lateral movement, and then he's off to the races.
And Butler will take a timeout, their second of the half. They have one remaining. And this is just more or less just to slow things down. O'Hare with 114 yards on 8 carries so far tonight.
That's an impressive average there.
It certainly is. We come in averaging almost 9 yards a carry, so he's maintaining said average. So the Tornado and Big Max out of the timeout. Head back out onto the field. Cannon McMillan will have it. First down and 10 at the Butler 16-yard line. On on first down. Lone setback, and that is Engel.
Yep.
He'll go, looks inside, cuts it to the outside, and will get around the end and into the end zone for a touchdown for Cannon McMillan. A 16-yard touchdown run for Drew Engel.
Yeah, it's like they're almost not afraid to take a step back. You know, they're running hard up the field, but then almost stop, take a step back, and realize that a lot of these young Tornado will overshoot the tackle or get out of position even worse, and then they get its, you know, break free.
Five plays and 67 yards with Josh Byers on for the point after try. Kincaid the holder. And the extra point is drilled through the uprights. It's good. We'll take a timeout. It's 27-13, Cannon McMillan, 4:35 to go here in the second. And this is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Every team plays better when they're at home, and when it comes to choosing a personal injury attorney, having a home field advantage matters. I'm attorney Ray Conlon, and at Conlon Tarker, we believe the attorneys have a duty to not only their clients, but to the communities that they serve. That's why we are proud supporters of our local sports teams, and that's why we work tirelessly to fight for you. If you've been involved in a work accident, personal injury, car accident, or workers' compensation matter, there's a reason they call it home field advantage. Learn more at ConlonTarker.com. Conlon Tarker, we fight for you.
And the kick by Byers drives Zach Slomers into the end zone for the touchback. Drew Engel running it in from 16 yards out, as I mentioned, capping off a five-play, 67-yard drive, giving the Big Macs a 14-point lead, 27-13. And now Butler Craig has to go into this wind and rain again. Put together another long drive.
Well, you figure about 4.5 minutes here, just run the clock out. It'd be nice just to take it all the way down and score as time expires.
And let's see if...
Let's make that happen.
Nostradamus Lucas. First and 10 from the 20. Low snap. He'll fake the handoff, and Callahan will run up the middle and get positive yards. Out to about the 22-yard line, Craig, and that one could have been disastrous. That was down at his ankles, and he did a good job of scooping it up.
Definitely been quite a few low snaps there, but at least they're not bouncing off the turf.
Or going over his head.
Yes.
Second down, and gave him two. Call it eight at the 22-yard line. Callahan. I'm not sure. As they went to hand the football off to Chris Mertz, the ball hits the turf, and Callahan does the right thing. It just falls on it right at the 20-yard line. So they lost a couple, Craig, just some miscommunication there.
Yeah, I think in that situation there, you just let Mertz, hold on to that ball because, strong, powerful runner. Just, he's got his momentum going. Just let him get upfield.
Chris Mertz, a senior. Third down and 11. Austin Rogers, this wide out to the near side here on third down. Logan Donald goes in motion. Callahan wants to throw, looking for the deep ball down the middle for Chris Mertz, and it is incomplete, broken up by Blake Joseph, who really, Craig, could have had a pretty easy interception, but he didn't hold on to the football.
I think the slippiness of the ball that we've talked about here tonight just kind of played a factor into that.
So Butler, unfortunately, will go three and out and have to punt the football away. And Drew Engel, the big guy, stands near midfield. And Cade Gratzmiller in punting formation for the Tornado. High snap. Cade pulls it down, gets a punt off. It may have been partially blocked. Takes a Butler roll, and coming up, Yep, that was Angle coming up and kind of sliding into the football and covering it up. And they give the Tornado, or excuse me, the Big Macs, the football at the Butler 44-yard line. So a short field for Cannon McMillan and plenty of time, 3 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Halftime, Pine Richland 7, North Allegheny nothing, Norwin 10, Seneca Valley 7.
Boom. So if Norwin wins, do they get the playoff nod?
No, I believe if, yep, they would need some help, and that would be in the form of the Tornado beating Cannon McMillan. Thank you, John. First down and 10. And it's Drew Engel. And this time Butler diagnoses it well. And he is dropped after a short gain of 1 to the 43.
And that time Panzarella did exactly what he needed to do. The play was moving away from him. He stepped with it there, you know, worked down the line. And as soon as the cutback came, he took him down low for hardly any gain.
Thanks to my friend Eddie Montgomery for providing some scores here. Mars blanking Hampton at halftime, 9-0. And we had a correction on that. Knock score at halftime. Knock is up 6-0 over Freeport at halftime. Second down and 9 from the 43. They turn and give it to Engel, and he's tripped up and actually will lose a yard. And that is Darren Skidmore that got him around the ankles and tripped him up.
That was big. He just shot in there like a missile. Way to break that play up.
Ball at the 44-yard line. And that will make it third down at about 10. Cannon McMillan taking their time. They have a 14-point lead. A minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. And now they break huddle, and they have 9 on the play clock. Now they better hurry and get it away as Kincaid goes in under center. Does get the snap off, and a quick hitter slant pass is knocked down by J.R. Harold. Nearly came down with the interception.
Oh, he was looking for a second interception here this year. He was right there, too.
And that stops the clock of the minute 29 to go. Let's see what Cannon McMillan decides to do here. Kind of you're out near midfield. They're going to send the punting unit out.
Oh, yes. That's a good call. Figured here with only about a minute and a half left in the half, Butler's not going to have much time to work with things. And we only have one timeout there, so.
Josh Byers also punts for Cannon McMillan. Zach Slomer's the deep back, and he'll angle it toward the corner. Will Byers, it hits at about the 4-yard line and will go into the end zone for the touchback. So Butler has some time, a minute 24 to go. They'll get the football at their own 20-yard line. It's got to be difficult trying to kill that football kicking with the wind at your back. Yeah, I thought maybe he was going to angle that more toward the sideline, but it took a hop into the end zone.
Oh, it was a real quick roll, too.
So the Tornado have it first and 10, trailing 27-13, a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Kyler Callahan in the gun on first down. And he'll go around right end, has some room, and gets out to about the 24-yard line, a gain of 4. And they're going to have to hurry it up here, Craig, if they want to get.
That's it. Yeah, I agree. You know, you got to have a sense of urgency here, and they got to have a couple plays drawn up here to work off, because you're going to run out of time.
And you're going to have to either get it into the end zone or get really close to the end zone, because they're going into a wind, and I'm sure that's going to shorten the Emery Douthat's range. But the Tornado having a hard time here getting it going. 5 on the play clock. Fake it to Chris Mertz. Callahan with the keeper. Oh, my. He escaped one wave of tacklers and actually got out to the 25-yard line, gained 1 yard. And timeout is taken, I believe, by Cannon McMillan.
Yes. Yeah, I think they're just going to try to force Butler into a punt situation here. Because, you know, I hate to say it, whenever you're getting the ball back, you have almost roughly a minute and a half. You generally, you come out there with that sense of urgency. And to burn almost 30 seconds of the play clock, mm-hmm. it looks like Butler's unprepared. They're caught in a scramble, that they're not ready. And, you know, perception is everything. And obviously Butler's given a perception of not being ready
mm-hmm.
and just trying to run the clock out here. So Cannon Mack's like, well, hey, we might as well get the ball back and try to get some more points on the board.
Yep, we'll see what the Tornado draw up here on third down. They need five, call it a long five.
If you're lucky.
Third down and five. I had to get myself a refreshing piece of gum.
You live high in the hog there, Ron. That's good.
Third down, the keeper by Kyler Callahan. And he'll try the left side, and it'll be short of the first down marker. Gets positive yards out to the 28-yard line. And Cannon McMillan with one more timeout. They'll burn it.
Yep. I said, hey, they're saying, hey, if Butler doesn't want to take the points, you know, we'll get the ball back.
Now, it's an interesting call. What do you do if you're Butler here? Fourth down and three.
See, because, you know, Cannon Mack, they're playing the odds. Yeah, we've had some bad snaps, high snaps. So put Butler in a situation where on fourth down, even if they're going to punt, they're back up towards their own end zone. High snap. We get the ball on the 2-yard line again or 3-yard line again. I did it with the kickoff.
So the teams break huddle, head back out onto the field. Callahan is out there. And we'll see what they do. Fourth down and three. They're going to send Drew Engel, will Cannon McMillan, kind of play deep in the deep safety position. See what Butler will do here on fourth down. And it looks like they'll do the punt, pooch punt. Oh, and a low snap. It gets by Callahan. He's in trouble. And he will be tackled. Actually falls to the turf at the 12-yard line. So a bad snap. Gives Cannon McMillan a big opportunity to put points on the board right before half.
This is kind of what we discussed.
You know, exactly.
Perception is everything. If you look like you're not going to try to put points on the board, guess what? The other team, they get that little extra zip in them, and they're ready to go with it.
You called that, Craig. Absolutely.
I've been around this block a long time.
Yeah, you've done this a couple of times before. You've seen this kind of stuff at the Butler 12-yard line. I'll make it to 13.
I think though, I wouldn't be surprised to see them put it in the air a couple times. Stop the clock each time.
Right. They'll take shots at the end zone every time. First and 10 from the 13-yard line.
We got triplets out to the left.
Yep, and that's where Kincaid's looking. He's under pressure, though. Tornado pressure gets to him. He runs with the football.
Me.
He's at the 5. He escapes into the end zone for a Cannon McMillan touchdown.
And that was a complete collapse by our defense that time. Because guess what? You had four guys around him. You're telling me that nobody, you know, everybody wants to do this like Frankenstein stuff where, oh, I'm reaching out with my hands, you know. Dive at him, okay? Take his legs out. Quit trying to hand slap somebody. Guess what? Unless you bench probably 658 pounds, you're not going to take someone down in this league with just a little hand movement. Boy.
How do you know how much I bench is what I want to know. The extra point by Byers is good. So the Big Macs make the Tornado pay. It's now 33-13 with 16 seconds to go. And coming up at halftime, as we've had all year, our Trib Live High School Sports Network halftime show. Probably will run down the playoffs as there are still a lot of spots open across the WPIAL. Heading into week number 10 here. Zach Slummers and
Presco.
Brian Presco on the field, I think, for the first time tonight. And I'm getting the feeling they're not going to get a chance to return this one. Looks like Byers has a pretty good leg, and with the wind at his back, he drove it into the end zone last time.
Yes, he did.
And here is the approach by Byers. It is a decent kick, but it will be returned at the 2-yard line. And that was Zach Slomer's, got it out to the 15. And with 10 seconds to go, the Tornado offense will head out onto the field, Craig, and see what they do.
First down and 10 for the Golden Tornado.
At the 10-yard line. 15, excuse me. Yep.
At their own 15-yard line.
I wouldn't be surprised if they just take a knee here.
My guess is that's what they're going to do. Callahan in the shotgun. First and 10 from the 15. And he wants to throw it. Going for the deep ball down the middle. And it is, oh my, there's a lot of contact there. Cade Gratzmiller, the intended receiver, it stops the clock with 5 seconds to go. Pass is incomplete.
Hey, say that's kind of what you'd like to have seen in that last series. You know, get the ball down the field like that. You know, just loosen that defense up a little bit.
So with 5 seconds to go, the final play likely of this half. On this rainy night at Butler High School. Callahan fakes the run and fakes the pass and runs with it. He'll get out of bounds, but that will end the half. So the Big Macs put 34 on the board. They lead 34-13. We'll take a quick timeout. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM at WBET.com.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
Butler Health System supports local sports programs and now offers a Saturday walk-in sports injury clinic. You can visit for non-emergency same-day orthopedic injuries such as fractures, sprains, and strains. Each Saturday now through November 10th, you can stop in at BHS Orthopedic Associates between 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. No appointment necessary. Stop in at the office, 480 East Jefferson Street in Butler, or call 724-968-5300. 724-968-5300.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
34-13 at halftime. Cannon McMillan with the lead over the Tornado. We'll take a timeout and send it back to Anthony at the studio for the Trib Live High School Sports Network halftime show. And following that, we'll come back with a recap of that first half and get you ready for the second half. Back to Anthony in the studio for the halftime show.